listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And this is really exciting to get to share a couple of stories today. We get to visit with some of the folks involved with that big float that you see every year. We're talking about the Lutheran Hour Ministries float that you see in the parade every year.
In the Rose Parade.
Thank you. Now, there are many parades there. Which parade? The Rose Parade. Sorry. To me, there's only one parade, I guess.
Only no, one. I'm just kidding. Those who love the Thanksgiving Day parade are now going to be after you.
We're all confused. Very excited to share this story with you, and also a new resource for our bilingual and Spanish speaking congregations as well. Excited to share that with you today as well. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us by phone today is Dick Gast. He's General Chairman of the Lutheran Hour Ministries Float Committee. Dick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for inviting us. It's exciting to share the unique ministry of the Lutheran Hour Float with your listeners.
We're also privileged to have with us Lynn Gast, the Pedal Pusher Chairman as well. They keep it close in the family in their work with the parade. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We enjoy being here and sharing our ministry. Thank you.
How did you get involved with Pedal Pushers and Lutheran Hour Ministries Float?
We moved to California 33 years ago, and our first New Year's Eve didn't have any plans, so we wandered up to Pasadena to see this float building activities. We are LCMS members and have watched the parade for years with our parents in Wisconsin. So as soon as we got to California, we wanted to check it out and went to the float building on New Year's Eve and fell in love with the process. And it's a interesting story that we happened to take a whole roll of film on New Year's Eve of us with the floats, and the only picture that turned out is our family in front of the Lutheran Hour float. So we were very touched and moved, and the next year somebody from our church, one of the 12 founding members of the Lutheran Hour Float Committee, asked us if we would like to join the Pedal Pushers from our church, Abiding Savior Lutheran in Lake Forest, and we like connected the dots and said yep, and we've been involved ever since. We have been Pedal Pushers for 3 years and then joined the committee in 1990, and they have been in charge of the Pedal Pushers ever since, as that was a vacancy on their committee at that time. So they asked Lynn and I to head up the Pedal Pusher activity, and we have been doing that.
That's incredible. What do the Pedal Pushers do?
The Pedal Pushers are responsible for decorating the Lutheran float, and we actually this year are decorating 9 other floats. It takes us about 5,000 8-hour shifts to do the dry and the floral work. And the reason we do all the other floats is that we're not in anyone's budget. So one of our big fundraisers is decorating other people's floats. So floats like Honda, they write a very large check, but they don't want to be there decorating. So we are more than glad to step in and decorate for them. And so we do all that kind of thing. It's out of, volunteers are of all skill levels are needed. Jobs are cutting flowers, gluing seeds, rice, bark, cutting Christmas trees apart, filling water vials, putting flowers into the individual water vials. Crew chiefs assign all the jobs and teach people what they have to do in order to do it. But it is one of our big fundraisers. As I mentioned, we're not in anyone's budget, so we do other fundraisers as well. You know, obviously we decorate, we sell Pedal Pusher merchandise, we have a snack bar and a food bar, we do a behind-the-scenes party, we do a Luther's tour, and we do tournament merchandise as well. We just feel that it's really important for us to keep a Christian message in one of the world's largest secular events. So we start our year out with Jesus.
What do you know about the history of this float and the involvement? You mentioned it's important to have a presence in this secular event with a Christian message.
Yeah, 12 Lutheran laymen from the Southern California Pacific Southwest District Lutheran Layman's League came up with this idea. So Lynn and I are so blessed that they thought of this 69 years ago, and to have a float as a Christian message to the world each New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. What makes the float so unique? Obviously, it's a Christian message in the secular event, but what else makes this float unique?
Well, the fact that we are the only Christian message. In fact, we are the only religious float in the parade at this point. In years past, the parade used to have 60 floats. They're down now into the low 40s. But when they had 60 floats in the parade, there were other religious floats in the parade. But due to this unique funding model that we have taken on, other floats just kind of dropped out of the parade, if you will. So this year's float is going to be unique because the theme of the parade is the melody of life. And our float is going to be a scroll of music with the actual music of Joy to the World, the Lord has come, which is the theme of our float this year, actually on the float. And it's going to be the Nativity Creche, which is the Joy to the World, the Lord has come, with a diverse choir of all generations and people from different walks of life riding on the float, because the melody of life is also part of our interest in the float.
So it sounds like a lot of preparation goes into not only the physical work of actually putting the all the pieces together for the float, but also the planning for the theme so that there's a clear message as well. How long does it take from concept to finished product ready to roll that day of the parade?
Lynn and I chair a committee of about 30 individuals, and we start 2 weeks after the parade is over with the concepts for the next year's float. Usually the Tournament of Roses will announce within the first 3 weeks after the new year what the theme is for the upcoming year. In fact, the interesting thing about this year's parade is the fact that the president of the tournament who picks the theme happens to be an LCMS Lutheran. His name is Gerald Freeney, and he attends First Lutheran Church of Pasadena. And so the first thing that the president of the tournament does is announce the theme, and then all floats try to come up with float concepts that would get their message across, but yet again fall into the role of the theme of the parade.
How far along is the float for this year, since the parade is coming up relatively soon?
The float has been built since this summer. We usually go out real early, so our float's been built since about May, and they do test drives on it to make sure that it runs, and then it's put in storage. We started decorating on December 1st, so I'll let Lynn talk about the decorating.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to mention about being unique is that we have Christians that come from all over the country to decorate, not just people from Southern California. So we have a group of 35 that comes out every year from Iowa. We have a group from North Carolina. We have Texas. We have people from all over the country that come out and decorate with us, and many of them year after year after year, which I think is a unique thing also. We've been working on dry work that we started December 1st. We will be doing dry work, and dry work is, it's detail things. It's seeds, pods, rice, things that we can put on now that won't be ruined by January 1st.
Every square inch of the float has to be covered by something that was alive at some point, but it doesn't need to be just flowers.
So, you know, we're doing the seeds and the rice and those kind of things at this point. So the music scroll obviously is white. That's going to be crushed sweet rice. And I believe the notes on the scroll are an onion seed. They're a black onion seed. You know, the horns are a yellow straw flower. And so all those things have to be prepped and glued on, you know, individually. We're doing beans, that kind of thing. And so, you know, we're doing all the dry work at this point. We will start putting actual flowers on. That isn't going to happen till maybe the night of the 28th or the morning of the 29th, because everything needs to stay fresh. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we will be vialing roses and getting them ready to be put on. They are, all the roses are put on in a vial and then put onto the float from there. So that's kind of where we're at this point.
Are there more hands needed?
We always need more hands. You know, that's just one of those things that we can always use more people. It is easy to sign up. You can do it online, www.petalpushers.org. And the days that we need right now, we really, really need volunteers, is the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. And actually, the Saturday before Christmas, the 22nd as well. We've been working the Saturdays, and then we start the morning of the 26th. Very. But we work two shifts a day on the 26th. In fact, all that week, we work two shifts, 2 8-hour shifts. The 22nd will be just one shift during that Saturday.
We have just about
26th, 27th, 28th.
We have just about less than a half a minute left. How can we see the float if we're not in California?
The best way to watch it is on HGTV. HGTV will show the parade in its entirety, commercial free. Some of the other stations and networks do go out to commercial, so we have no control over that. In California, KTLA does a good job of providing the parade. We are unit number 61 in the parade, so the parade has got 90-ish units in the parade, so we'll be at the two-thirds point of the parade. So I'm estimating about 9:20 is about the time that we should be hitting the TV cameras.
Our guest today, Lynn and Dick Guest, with the Lutheran Hour Ministries Float Committee and Petal Pushers. Thanks so much for being our guests on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much.
Coming up in just a little bit, we get to learn about a new resource for bilingual and Spanish-speaking congregations. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Oh,